His glory.
这一步很重要。
This was a crucial step.
要看到神的荣耀。
You must first see God's glory.
要看到天国。
And see the heavenly kingdom.
所以他就要出来了。
And Abraham left.
那这个出来是断根性的离开。
Abraham's departure was a severance from his root.
神造我们都是断根性的。
When God calls us, we have to be severed from our roots.
如果你是在世界跟神当中， 有一天你会掉下去的。
If you always waver between the world and God, one day you will fall.
那他断根了，出来了。Abraham
severed from his roots and departed.
那人有时候会软弱。Sometimes
human beings can become weak.
他荣耀没有支持多久啊。
The glory did not sustain him too long.
他就要不然就软弱了。Before
Abraham became weak.
他自己跑到埃及去啊。
Abraham went down into Egypt on his own.
他没有问神呢，他都没有问自己想自己计划。
He did not first ask God, but he planned it on his own.
他计划得很好。
He had a very good plan.
完全跟他计划的一样。
And everything turned out to be according to his plan.
到最后卡在那里了。
But he got stuck.
太太被抓了。
His wife was taken.
得到很多钱了。
He received a lot of possessions.
命也保住了。
He preserved his own life.
这时候神是他救赎的神。
At this moment, God to Abraham was the God of redemption.
幸好他没有到了出局的地步了。
Fortunately, Abraham had not crossed his boundaries.
神把他救出来。
And God saved him.
救出来之后。
After God saved him.
他以着爱心就可以当大王。
He could have become a great king just because of his acts of love.
可以从伯拉大河一直到埃及。
He could have reigned from Euphrates to Egypt.
但是他最成功的时候,
but in the climax of his success,
神直接来跟他说,
God spoke to him directly.
我是天地的主,
I am the God of heaven and earth.
至高的神,
the highest God.
你的成功是我让你成功的。
And I was the one who gave you success.
所以我们看到他在第十四章，他放弃了这个国王的地位。
According to chapter 14, Abraham surrendered his potential to be the king.
甚至那个索多玛王来又跟他恭喜啊。Even
the king of Sodom congratulated him.
在王谷迎接他。In
the king's valley.
但是他拒绝了。But
he turned it down.
那个魔鬼就是像那个索多玛王一样。The
devil can be like the king of Sodom.
你给我人啊。Give
me the man.
要你的命。They
want your, he wants your soul.
但是呢，这财产都给你。And
he will let you have the goods.
有时候拜魔鬼有时候会花了。Sometimes
he can become rich by worshiping the devil.
但是你的灵命就丧失了。But
you will lose your soul in the process.
这就是14章。
This was recorded in chapter 14.
那呢，到了15章的时候，
in chapter 15,
那个神是盾牌的神。
God became the God of the shield.
神是你的依靠。
God was his trust.
他本来想说，就从他的仆人当中立一个人来当他的后裔啊。
Abraham figured that he could make one of his servants his offspring.
神说不是，从你生的才是。But
God said no. Only the one from that was born out of your body will become your.
亚伯兰一生里面，神给他两个应许。In
Abraham's whole life, he received two promises from God.
也就是神的祝福了。Two
blessings from God.
一个是土地。The
first was land.
第二个是子孙。And
the second was descendants.
土地，他刚开始的时候失败了。In
terms of the land, he failed in the beginning.
他下埃及啊。
He went down into Egypt.
离开了应许地,
he left the promised land.
但是他从失败站起来的时候,
but when he stood up again from his failure,
他通过了最严格的考试,
he passed through the most difficult test successfully.
人家要让他当王啊, 这是考验呢,
he was offered a kingship, which was a test.
但是他通过了,
but he passed the test.
王都可以不当了。
He surrendered the opportunity
to
be king. So other, he would not care so much about anything else.
当王就是你统治，可以从现在伊拉克统治到埃及啊，多大的王！所以对他来讲，土地在十四章已经考试通过。
He could have become the king from Iraq and reigned from Iraq to Egypt, but he surrendered that. So he passed the test of the land.
从此之后，土地对他来讲不再是问题。
Therefore, he was no longer the land no longer presented a problem for him.
但子孙呢
？What about offspring?
子孙是越等越没有希望的。
The more you wait, the less chance you will have of offspring.
他对神的应许，有时候我们用人的想法要来完成神的应许啊。
Sometimes we try to fulfill God's promise through our own plans.
他第一个他想说没有孩子嘛，啊，立一个比较头脑比较好的、比较能够打仗的。他的仆人就是那个以利谢，就是大马色人以利谢，让他当我的后裔。
Since he didn't have a son, Abraham thought that he could make the most capable servant Eliezer of Damascus to be his descendant.
第四节哦，十五章第四节，神说不是，你本身所生的才是你的后裔。
But chapter 15, verse 4, the Lord said, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir."
他相信了。
He believed.
相信之后，神就跟他立约。
And the Lord made a covenant with him.
立约还是跟他讲的子孙跟土地。
And once again, the covenant, the promise consisted of land and people.
好了，但是还是立约完之后还是没生小孩。
But even after the covenant, there was no sign of a son.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
十六章跟第十二章是这两章是这两章圣经节是相对的，就是平行的。
Chapter 16 parallels chapter 12.
十二章是亚伯拉罕带领的软弱。十二章啊，
带领的吧？
他带领着一家人去软弱了。
In chapter 12, Abraham was the leader in bringing the family into weakness.
那十二章里面是土地的问题啊。
And the problem was regarding the land.
是外在的。
It was an external matter.
是事业的。
It was regarding his career.
是打天下的。
It was regarding taking being successful.
亚伯兰带着下埃及的。
It was Abraham who led the household into Egypt.
他太太只是听话的。
His wife simply followed.
他跟他说，哎，他太太没有讲什么了。他说，哎，你跟别人说你是我妹妹，他就这样做了。他被抓去，他回来没有骂说都是你，差点被人家抓去，都没有一句话的。
His wife simply obeyed his plan and did not even rebuke him.After she was taken back from captivity,
你怕死你？我差一点肯定在当别人的那个小老婆。
She didn't scold him for putting her to risk.
只有亚伯兰主动，他太太被动。
So in that chapter, Abraham was the main character, and his wife was only passive.
神是救赎的主，就把他救出来。
But God, the God of redemption, redeemed Abraham.
那十六章呢
？What about chapter 16？
是关于孩子的。
This has to do with offspring.
这十六章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生那个什么生儿女了。
Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children.
哦，他就自己想喽。
So she had a plan.
有样看样没样自己想。
She became creative.
他跟亚伯兰说，哎，第二节啊。
Verse 2.
说那个。神使我不能生育咯。
The Lord has restrained me from bearing children.
是神不让我生的。
It is the Lord who restrained me.
把这个责任推给神呢。
She blamed it on God.
神应许他，你要来等呢。
And the Lord had already given them a promise, so she should have waited.
神是信实的，绝对不会，神绝对不会那个开空头支票。
Because the Lord is faithful, he would not.Eat his words.
那呢？他就跟那个亚伯兰讲了。
And she told Abraham,
求你和我的使女同房。
Please go into my maid.
或者我可以因她得孩子。
Perhaps I shall obtain children by her.
她没有百分之百的那个希望哦。
She did not have 100% guarantee.
她只是从人的方向找出一条路来走。
She simply tried to find an alternative in using a human way.
要为神走出一条路啊。
She tried to open a new path for God.
她还是说，这得孩子是我得的，他替我生呢。
She even said that I shall obtain children by her.
那然后呢，是从你生呢、啊？
And this child will be born out of your body.
因为15章第4节, 神不是说从你生的吗?
Because didn't God say in chapter 15, verse 4, that the one who will come from Abraham's body shall be his heir?
他没有这样自己想啊?
So she did not come up with something that's very different.
把神的话跟自己的想法放在一起, 铺出一条路来。
She used her own way combined with God's words to pave a new path.
听起来也好像对啊，也是从你生嘛， 对不对？
So it sounded very reasonable because the child would still come from Abraham's body.
16章跟12章是一样的，就是第16章是太太主导来软弱。
Chapter 16 is similar to chapter 12, except that in chapter 16 it is the wife who leads in the family into weakness.
那12章是亚伯拉罕。
Whereas in chapter 12, Abraham was the leader.
那12章太太是听话的， 16章是先生是听话的。
In chapter 12, the wife obeyed. In chapter 16, the husband obeyed.
一人一次， 所以谁也不要笑谁啊。
So each had their own turn, so they were both guilty.
那亚伯拉罕就听从了撒来的话了。
Abraham listened to Sarai.
第3节哦。
Verse 3.
于是亚伯拉罕的妻子撒来将使女 那个埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾，那时亚伯兰在迦南地已经住了10年了，已经85岁了。
By this time, Abraham was 85 years old.
对，然后呢，第4节。
Verse 4.
那亚伯兰听话，就跟夏甲同房了。
So Abraham went into Hagar.
那夏甲就怀了孕。
And Hagar conceived.
如果到这时候， 撒来一定很高兴，你看你听太太的话，大富贵啊，听宝水大富贵，你看马上有孩子。Sarai
probably was very happy when she found out that Hagar was pregnant, and probably told Abraham it was the right thing to do.
我只是说或者或许，哎，你看，这时候要不要感谢神？
At first, she said, perhaps she shall obtain children by her, but now it's come true, so shouldn't she praise God?
这个像4章那个亚伯兰得到很多礼物，太太被抓去，要不要感谢神？
This is similar to how Abraham's wife was captured in chapter 12, and the question is whether he should praise God because of the possessions he got.
但我们知道故事的以后，我们看到这里，就怀了孕，我们怎么样？心里难过死了。
Of course, we know the rest of the story, so when we read that Hagar conceived, we are quite sad.
然后呢，接下来问题就出来了。And starting
from verse 5, the problems begin to arise.
圣经说，那个在箴言，会地震的事情。In
Proverbs, it records something that causes the earth to tremble.
那个，在这里呢， 她这个使女怀孕了。In
this story, the maid servant became conceived.
因为她如果生下小孩的话，她以后她的孩子就是这一家的主人了。And
the child that she would give birth to would become the future master of the house.
她就会接续这家当主母了。And
she would become the mistress of the house.
那个圣经这么说了哈。
And this is what the Bible says.
那个箴言第30章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 30.
说地会震动的有3样。
That there are three things that make the earth.
21节哈。 30章21节。
That the earth, the three things the earth, for three things the earth is perturbed.
那地担不起的共有4样。
Yes, and for four it cannot bear up.
第一个就是仆人做王了。The
first is for a servant to reign.
仆人做王作威作福哦。So
he would be very arrogant.
所以有人说那个，当这是不对的啦。说英王好见了，小鬼难缠，就是这样子。但是真的，你在当兵的时候，那些师长啊，那些长官都是很好。尤其那师长那个什么传令兵啊，是最讨厌的，作威作福啊。
A lot of times, the officers who are higher up are quite kind, whereas the superior right above you would oppress you.
仆人做王，地会震的，地震。
So for a servant to reign would cause the earth to be shaken.
第二种鱼丸人吃饱，又笨又顽固人吃饱了没事干就怎么样兴风作浪乱搞，所以地震都他们害的。
The second thing is for a fool to be filled with food, because when they are satisfied, they will think of tricks and cause trouble.
那最后一件是什么？婢女接续祖母。
And the last thing was for a maid servant to succeed her mistress.
本来是个婢女啊。
She used to be a maid servant.
现在变成祖母了，也是作威作福的。
But now she becomes a mistress, so she can be very arrogant too.
下讲说这样子。
This was what happened to Hagar.
所以在当时地震。
That's why the earth trembled.
震动很厉害。
And it was a great tremble.
但是这个地震是在他家地震啊，家里大震动。
This quote unquote earthquake happened in the family.
那当然就一震就先震出去了，当然就是下甲了。
But the first person that was shaken and fell was Hagar.
所以遇到问题了，这个家庭。
The family met with this problem.
下那个扫来本来是对下甲还不错的，现在怎么样苦待他了？
Sarah used to be quite kind to Hagar, but now she mistreated her.
第四节哈。
Verse four.
那个下甲就轻看他的祖母。
Hagar despised her mistress.
第五节啊。
Verse five.
撒来看就跑来跟他先生说了。
Sarah told her husband.
我因你受委屈哦，受屈哦。
My wrong be upon you.
我将我的使女放在你怀中，她见自己有了。运就小看我，愿神在你我中间判断。其实祸都是他惹的，但是他怎么样还怪别人呢？
Sarah was the one who caused the trouble, but now she put the blame on someone else.
那亚伯兰这时候呢，都是在这章里面，亚伯兰都是听话的啦，随便你啦，你怎么样就怎么样了。
In this chapter, Abraham was the obedient one. She just followed whatever Sarah told her.
好了，这扫来就苦待他了。
So Sarah harshly treated, dealt with her harshly.
他就跑了。
And Hagar fled.
跑了之后，当然在这个时候，神是什么？看顾人的神。
At this moment, the Lord became the Lord who saw.
我们来看第十三节。
Verse 13.
夏甲就称那对他说话的主为看顾人的神，因为因而说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的神嘛。看顾我的吗？
Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees. For she said, Have I also there here seen him who sees me?
夏甲他不是一个很高尚的人。
Hagar was not born of a person of noble birth.
他是让地震的人啊。
She was the one who caused the earthquake.
但是神还是看顾他。
But the Lord still watched over her.
因为他现在已经进入到亚伯拉罕的家里面来了。
Because now she had become a member of Abraham's house.
我们在谈约哈，约就是神跟一个人订约了，你进只要进到这个人的里面，你就是在约里面了。
When God establishes a covenant with someone, anyone else in the same household would be part of that covenant.
你在约里面，你就受到神约的保护。
And if you're a member of God's covenant, you will be protected by God.
神也看顾他。
Therefore, the Lord also watched over Hagar.
所以神就叫撒来回去了。
And the Lord
就叫那个夏甲回去了。
The Lord told Hagar to return home.
我们看十五节哦。
Verse 15.
后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子。
Hagar bore Abraham a son.
亚伯兰就给他起名叫以实玛利。
And Abraham named his son Ishmael.
不要忘记。以实玛利是亚伯拉罕的儿子哦。
Let's not forget that Ishmael was Abraham's son.
但是不要忘记，他不是应许生的。
But let's also not forget that he was not born according to promise.
所以我们有讲过，亚伯兰其实亚伯兰有八个儿子啊。
Abraham actually had eight sons.
就是从他生的有八个儿子。
Eight sons born from him.
但是有三个妈妈就是了。
And these three sons, these eight sons had three mothers.
就一个是应许的。
But only one of the sons was
born according to promise. 从亚伯兰生的第一个就是以实玛利。
The first son born out of Abraham was Ishmael.
以实玛利这时候可他可能那个亚伯兰可能在想呢。
Abraham was probably thinking.
这是我的儿子。
This is my son.
当然就是要继承我产业的。
So he by right he should be the heir.
十六节啊。
Verse 16. verse 16.
夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯年八十六。
Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.
八十六岁。
He was 86.
十七章第一节。
17 verse 1.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候。
When Abram was 99 years old.
当中经过了十三年了。
13 years have passed.
十三年神一句话都没讲。
During these 13 years, God did not speak a word to Abram.
不会忘记以后十三岁就是什么样成年，对他们来讲的话，以后像那个十三岁就是怎么样成为律法之子，以后然后在律法时代有没有？十三岁的时候就成为律法之子了。
The age 13 in those days would make a child the son of the commandment, son of the law.
所以十三岁对当时的犹太人以色列人来讲的话是很重要的一个年龄。
Therefore, the age 13 was a very crucial year in in the Jew's life.
第这十三年里面，亚伯拉罕跟以实玛利是在一起的。
During those 13 years, Abram and Ishmael lived together.
亚伯拉罕也把以实玛利当成自己的儿子，本来就是他儿子嘛。
And Abram treated Ishmael as his son, which he was.
以实玛利叫亚伯拉罕爸爸，亚伯拉罕怎么回答？他不说哪里的野孩子，一定是幼的嘛，是不是？
When Ishmael called Abram's father, he must have replied.
不是吗？以实玛利跟亚伯拉罕说：“爸爸，我肚子好饿，一定是给他一碗饭吃嘛，一定，对不对？爸爸好冷，一定给他衣服穿嘛。”所以以实玛利跟亚伯拉罕十三年里面跟他求什么，会不会给他？一定给的嘛。用平常人想也是，所以圣经都没讲啊。
Whenever Ishmael called Abram his father and asked for something, I'm sure Abram would have given it to him.
后来我们就知道，神为他，亚伯拉罕为以实玛利向神求啊。
And as we know later, Abraham did plead with the Lord for Ishmael.
十三年神都没讲什么话。
For 13 years, God did not say a word.
那人常常神没有讲话，你以为就对了，以为就是我做对事情了。
Sometimes we may think that just because God is silent, I am doing the right thing.
九十九岁神来了。
But at the age when Abraham was 99, the Lord appeared.
十七章，神向他显现。
The Lord appeared to Abraham.
神显现，我们再从十二章有讲起，神不是随便显现的。
When we study chapter 12, we mentioned that God does not appear randomly.
有时候神只是跟他讲话而已，不显现的。神跟他显现很特别的，一定很特别重要的事情，神自己来了。
Sometimes God only spoke to Abram, so whenever he appeared, it indicated a significant event.
神显现要对他说。
The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him.
神说：“我是全能的神。”
I am Almighty God.
我是全能的神。
I am Almighty God.
就说我什么都做得来。
In other words, I can do all things.
你听我的就对了。
Just do what I say.
我是最厉害的，我没有什么事情让我不能成就的。
I am the Almighty God. There's nothing too difficult for me.
所以，完全的神。
The Almighty,
完全的神要求说，你当在我面前做完全人。
The Almighty God.Required Abram to walk before him and be blameless.
有一天神跟你显现。
One day God appears to you.
神说我是全能的神。
And declares, I am the Almighty God.
你一定很高兴嘛，有一个全能的神的靠山呢。
I'm sure you'll be very happy because you have this Almighty God as your reliance.
但是神说我是全能的神，但是你呢，你要做完全人。
But then God says, I am the Almighty God. You should walk before me and be blameless.
你会怎么样？
How would you react?
如果信心比较坚强，你就开始，你会想说，我回去开始检讨自己了，言语有没有完全呢？心思意念有没有完全呢？爱心完全呢？眼目完全呢？那个你的话语有没有完全？你会不会这样想？会嘛，对不对？我们平常人是这样，又从这种方向来想的嘛。
If you're more conscientious in your faith, you will probably start to think, am I perfect in my thought, in my speech, in my actions?
那你到什么时候，神继续讲哈，那我是全能的神，你要在我面前我那个当完全人。第二节，我就跟你立约。
The Lord said, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
And will multiply you exceedingly.
好，你回去就开始灵修了，灵修啊。那常常有时候也会讲不太好的，有时候也会想不太好的，有时候也感觉信心没那么好，那你就一直等啊，等等等，那等到什么时候？
And you go back.
有没有人敢说我是完全人？有没有人敢？
Cultivating yourself, but sometimes you fail and don't do that well, and it seems like it will take forever for you to be perfect. And would you ever say that you're perfect?
保罗在一生的当中，他也没有说他完全了。他说：“我不以为我得着了，我还是你一直跑啊，跑就还要追求嘛，追求之后没得到嘛。”他说：“我常常是攻克己身，叫身服我。”可见他还怎么样，不是完全嘛，是不是？我还没有听过有一个信徒说我完全了。
Paul never considered himself to have obtained his goal or be perfect. In fact, he pressed on towards the goal. So I don't think anyone, any believer, can say that he has become perfect.
有了，有信徒说完全了。
Some believers may say that they are perfect.
保罗是在圣经里面记载第一个。
Paul was the first one.
他要离开世界了。
Before he left the world,
他说我不跑了。
He said, "I have finished the race."
我道已经守完了。
And I have kept the faith.
我现在等着哈，等着公义的冠冕，等奖赏。
And I'm waiting.
完全嘛，对不对？
For the crown of righteousness, which means that he had reached perfection.
要死之前呢，才会遇到的。
Right before he died.
那在这之前呢，有的信徒真的要到死之前是完全的。
And there have been.
他有很自信，我要得奖赏。
Believers who reach perfections before their death and were confident that they would receive the reward.
我们正常还会活下去，很少，我很少听人家说，我还没有听过说我完全还没有。
But typically, for those of us who are still well and alive, we would not say that we are perfect.
我们总是说还要再努力呢。
We'll always say we still have room to grow.
那这时候亚伯拉罕怎么办？
So what did Abraham do?
当完全人。
He was told to be blameless.
神才会跟你立约。
And the Lord will make a covenant with him.
好了，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
跳过一节，神怎么样？第四节说：“我与你立约。”
Just two verses later, the Lord said, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you."
你要做多国的父。
And you shall be a father of many nations.
第二节，神说：“你当完全的，我就跟你立约。”
In verse 2, the Lord said,Be blameless, and I will make my covenant with you.
让你的那个子孙极其那个繁多。
And will multiply you exceedingly.
跳过一节，马上神说，你已经完全了，跟你立约，表示你完全了嘛，对不对？
But then just two verses later, the Lord made a covenant with him, implying that Abram was perfect.
并且要叫他做多国的父。
And God will make him a father of many nations.
亚伯兰做了什么事情？
What did Abraham do in the meantime?
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯兰俯伏在地。
Then Abraham fell on his face.
他趴在地上。
He fell on his face.
趴在地上，神马上跟他说：“我跟你立约。”
Right after he fell on his face, God said to him that he will make a covenant with him.
所以我们常常用这个，我们都会常听到，这叫做俯伏在地完全法。
So this is.The way to become perfect by falling on your face.
你俯伏在地就完全了。
Just by falling on your face, you are perfect.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你完全怎么样？完全放弃自己啊。
It means that you totally surrender yourself.
完全舍己。
Total self-denial.
完全在臣服在神的全能之下。
Total prostration before God.
我们常常不是。
We often fail to do that.
在这之前，你看亚伯兰跟他太太都是，他们为什么会神会说要做完全人？我是全人的，你不要想东想西。
Why did God ask Abraham to be blameless and that he told him that he was the Almighty God? The point was that God could do all things, so they didn't have to devise so many plans.
在属灵世上，你想太多了。
So in these spiritual things, they had too many of their own plans.
完全的信靠神。
When they simply needed to trust in God completely.
这样神才会跟你立约的。
And with that premise, they could have a covenant with God.
因为神是全能的。
Because God is almighty.
我们到神面前来是一样。
The same is true when we come before God.
信有神,
we must believe that there is a God.
信他是赏赐给我们那个神,
and also believe that He rewards those who seek Him.
有时候我们一边信神, 一边怎么样用自己的方法,
sometimes we say we trust in God, but we also use our own ways.
要不然就是这样子。
And this was what happened to Abraham.
第十二章也是一样。
And this was what happened in chapter 12 also.
他讲一半的事实啊。
He told a half truth.
他以为这样很聪明啊。
He thought he was smart.
跟太太说, 你说我是妹妹, 是妹妹啊, 但是也是太太啊, 这个不用讲。
He told his wife to say that she was his sister, but concealed the fact that she was also his wife.
自己跑到埃及去。
He went down to Egypt on his own.
以我们现在来讲说, 自己跑到魔鬼国那边去。
In our in today's terms, he went into Satan's kingdom.
我们拜神, 心里要刚强。
When we worship God, we must be firm in our hearts.
心里要专一啦。
We must be devoted to God wholeheartedly.
所以耶稣亚, 他们进到那个迦南地之后,
after Joshua and the Israelites had gone into Canaan,
要开始生活的时候,
before they began to settle down,
耶稣亚跟所有人讲啊,
Joshua said to all the people,
你们现在还有机会选择。
Now you have this choice.
你们也可以回到你们以前拜偶像的地方, 或是在两河流域, 或是在埃及, 都是无名的地方啊, 你可以再回去的。
You have a choice to go back to Mesopotamia or to Egypt where and worship other gods.
但是他说, 我跟我的家, 我们要专心的侍奉真神。
And he said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the true God.
所以我们拜神要专心啊。
Therefore, we must be wholehearted in our worship of God.
你不能一方面信靠耶稣。
You cannot just trust Jesus on the one hand.
一方面又怕魔鬼或是怕那些邪教的一些那个做法的事情。
And be afraid and fear the things of pagan practices.
又怕说, 哎, 这边也有好处啊, 嗯,
or fear losing some benefits on the other side.
一方面信耶稣,
you trust in God, you trust in Jesus on the one hand.
以后要听听魔鬼讲些什么,
but one,
那些偶像或是那个, 其他的教讲些什么,
but want to obey the devil or obey other religions.
这样不行的,
this is wrong.
神是全能的,
God is almighty.
可以完全救你。
He can save you completely.
魔鬼不会的。
The devil can't do that.
所以这个神跟亚伯兰听到这样子, 他以前用过自己的方法。
Abraham had once tried his own method.
你看他太太也是用过自己的方法。
And so has his wife.
其实每次好像得利哦。
And each time they seem to get what they wanted.
你看第一次下埃及, 他们上来的时候得很多财产啊。 牛羊骆驼奴仆婢, 对不对?
When they went down to Egypt, they came back with a lot of possessions, including servants and camels, etc.
结果怎么样?
But what happened?
吵架嘛。
They began a strife.
对不对? 家庭不和嘛。
There was no more harmony in the household.
罗德跟罗德的仆人跟他的仆人吵架嘛。
There was a strife between the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abraham.
最后分开了。
And they separated.
如果他们穷穷的哈, 那个子女都没有财产, 对不对? 可能家只有一个碗, 我吃完的话, 你就不会分了嘛, 你怎么分, 碗切一半啊?
Had they been very poor and sharing everything, there was no way they could have separated.
现在一分, 罗德有钱啊, 最后罗德死掉了, 很凄惨啊。
But after they acquired so much possession, so many possessions, Lot went his way and eventually died.
16章,
Chapter 16.
他太太用自己的方法想,
his wife also devised her own way.
从你生,
out of your body.
啊,一个却给你生啊,
a son born out of her body through.
生下了这个以斯玛利,
Ishmael was born as a result.
从这时候开始吵啊,
and strife also
你看,
began.
还没生就吵了,
and the strife began even before the son
一直吵,
was born. And the strife continued.
吵到现在还在吵。
Until today.
我不晓得这里的电视或是新闻怎么样, 在德国你每天翻起来, 一定是有一个什么爆炸, 死了多少人。
In Germany,
到现在还在吵, 你看, 几千年了。
in the newspaper in Germany, whenever you open it, you'll read news about attacks or bombings, etc. So the strife has been on for thousands of years.
傻来最原始的是说, 神不给我生, 好吧, 我自己想个方法, 让来完全神的旨意。
But it all started with Sarah thinking God has restrained me from having a child, so I am going to do it my way.
神跟他说我是全能的。
But the Lord told Abraham, I am Almighty God.
这个时候亚伯兰学会了。
At this point, Abraham had learned his lesson.
全能的神要求你要做完全能。
The Almighty God commands him to be blameless.
我们到神面前第一步的完全是什么样？ 趴在地上, 完全把你的想法, 把你的, 以前的那个你以为很对的, 人的, 或是从魔鬼来的, 所有的东西, 把它牵走。
When we come before God, the very first thing to do to be perfect is to fall on our face, surrendering all our own thoughts, including the ways of the devil.
接下来神就跟他立约了。
And after that, the Lord made a covenant with him.
是因为亚伯兰的关系哦。
And this was because of Abraham.
我就跟你立约。
My covenant is with you.
当因为他这个约, 所以他所全家就得到这个好处了。
And through this covenant, the blessing came upon the whole household.
这个立约就是割礼啊。
And this covenant was circumcision.
亚伯兰受割礼了。
Abraham was circumcised.
所有他家里面买来的或是在家里面生的所有的男丁都受割礼了。
Every male born or born into the house of Abraham or bought over were circumcised.
并且呢，圣经也记载说，那个以实玛利也受割礼了。
And the Bible tells us that even Ishmael was circumcised too.
虽然亚伯兰放弃了自己，但是他心里怎么样？想说老了，
Abraham had surrendered completely, but he was thinking also that he had become so old.
你看第四次神第十五节神又跟他讲
，Verse 15, God said to Abraham,
说你的妻子撒来不可叫撒来啊，要做撒拉。
As for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah.
神先跟他改名字，你不要叫亚伯兰，你要叫亚伯拉罕。
God also changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
就是要做多国的父了，多国的母。In
other words, they would be the father and mother of many nations.
隔壁人已经说这个老公公老太太可能头脑有问题啊，家里只有一个孩子啊，他自己说他是多国的父，多国的母。
Their neighbors probably thought that their minds have gone mad because they only had one son and they called themselves father and mother of many nations.
傻傻那连一个小孩都没生，他自己说他是多国的母，一个小孩都没有啊。
In fact, Sarah did not even have a child of her own, and how could she be the mother of many nations?
古时候可能没有像现在人，现在人有时候你听了也不晓得对不对，有一次去人家家说哇，我有好多的小那个女儿。 我说没有，你家一个女儿都没有啊！他狗跑来说，这就是我的女儿了。Nowadays,
some people say that they have a lot of kids referring to.
我输他了，我不晓得怎么说。把狗当成女儿，有这样的人哦。
To their pets, I once visited someone who said they he had a lot of daughters, and I didn't understand what he was saying until he whistled and called all his dogs to him.
嗯，少了一个孩子没生。
Sarah did not have even a child.
神说他要做多国之母。
But God said she will be the mother of many nations.
必有百姓的君王从他而出。
And kings of people shall be from her.
第十七节。
17.
这时候亚伯兰还是趴在地上的。
Then Abraham fell on his face.
他还是趴在地上。
He still had his face on the ground.
这亚伯兰就俯伏在地，心里喜笑。
And he laughed.
心里说了。
He said in his heart,
100岁还能生小孩啊。
Shall a child be born to a man who is 撒拉已经我太太90岁了。 And shall Sarah, who is
还能生养啊。
Bear a child?
他在笑什么？
What was he laughing?
这个是无奈的笑。
This is a
他绝对不是笑神的啊。
laugh.
他相信，但是对自己怎么样？ 他相信神好意，相信神可以， 但是想要自己不行，怎么样？ 好笑。
This was a laughter, seeing how impossible it was for him to to have a child.
有一年哦，我看到有一个广告。
I saw an ad once.
那个是礼物公司的广告，他说你送礼物不要乱送啊。
The ad was a gift store, and from a gift store, and the point of the ad is you shouldn't just randomly give random gifts to people.
啊，那个是一个很大的广告，那有一个人拿一个吹风机啊，比着自己的头。
And it was a huge billboard, and on the billboard was a picture of a person, of a man with a hair dryer.
那个人就跟我一样是光头的。
And the man, like me, was bald.
那他就笑了，我这个吹风机做什么？如果有人送一个吹风机来吹头皮啊？
And the man was smiling.
其实不用啊，一擦就干了。
It's not necessary for a bald man to have a hair dryer.
所以会笑嘛。
So obviously he would laugh at himself.
笑自己无能嘛，笑自己根本就用不上啊。
He just laughs at the fact that he can never use that gift.
我们看第十八节。
Verse 18.
亚伯拉罕对神说。
Abraham said to God.
但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
Oh, that Ishmael might live before you.
他替以实玛利祷告。
He prayed for Ishmael.
替以实玛利祈求。
He pleaded for Ishmael.
他意思说神啊，不要让我麻烦了，这个就可以了，将就，我就满足了，不用再叫我太太生了，这个我就可以了，是这个意思吗？
What he meant?
愿他活在你面前，也是说你把他当成应许的啦，是不是？
What he meant by let Ishmael live before you, is that Ishmael was good enough. God didn't have to trouble himself to give him another child.
亚伯兰所代表是一个很好的人性啊。
Abraham was a representation of a very kind character.
我们有时候替神想说，神应该是这么大的爱，神应该这么大的慷慨，对不对？
Sometimes we think that God is so loving and generous.
我们这样想，世界上那么多人信耶稣。
We think there are so many Christians in the world.
为什么只有真耶稣教会是得救教会？
How can the true Jesus Church?
我自己在想也是很难过嘛。说实在，对不对？隔壁那个人有过好啊，是不是？
How can the true Jesus Church be the only true church of salvation? I look at my neighbors and they're so kind.
他只是洗礼，面向上而已啊。
The only difference is that they baptize with their heads face up.
只是他说他有圣灵是在心里的，没有说灵言而已啊。
And they say that the Holy Spirit was within their heart. They do not speak in tongues.
为什么那么讲究？神不会像你所讲的那么小心的啊，让他得就好了。
Why are we so particular over these details? God is not that like that.
我们还会听他讲话嘛，是不是？
So we may even say on God's behalf that these people should be saved.
像亚伯兰一样啊。
And this was what Abraham was doing.
以实玛利，让他活在你面前，这样就可以了。不要那么麻烦了，我太太九十岁了，对不对？不要再麻烦她了，也不要再麻烦我了，就这样就可以了。
Abraham said, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you, so Ishmael is good enough. Don't trouble yourself, don't trouble me, and don't trouble my wife, who's 90."
第十九节。
Verse 19.
神说不然。
Then God said, "No."
你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子。
Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son.
就是要让你这么麻烦。
God wanted the trouble.
你要给他请叫以撒。
And you will call his name Isaac.
我要与他坚定所立的约。
I will establish my covenant with him.
做他后裔永远的约。
For an everlasting covenant with his descendants after him.
因为这是应许的小孩。
This was a promised son.
亚伯兰想错了。
Abraham had a misconception.
夫妻是一体的。
The husband and the wife are one.
从你出，也就是从撒来出，你再娶一个不对的。
For the son to be born of your body means to be born of Sarah's body as well. It should not have a son through another woman.
这是神从创世就立定的旨意。
This was the will established from the creation.
你要用仆人来当儿子是错的。
It's wrong to have a son through a servant, maid servant.
虽然你可能你的爱心很大。
Even though you may seem to be very loving.
不是神的旨意。
This is not according to God's will.
用妾来生也是你生的，但是也不是神的旨意。
To make your servant your son is wrong, and to have a son through your maid servant is also wrong.
只有撒拉生的这个是应许的小孩。
Only the son born of Sarah shall be his son.
嗯，所以这是神的旨意。
Shall be the son of promise.
神是全能的。
God is the Almighty.
你不要想是你是一百岁。
Don't just think that you're 100 years old.
你不要想是撒拉是九十岁。
Don't just think that Sarah is already 90 years old.
你以为神不知道啊？
Do you think that God doesn't know?
你以为神那么傻傻的以为神那个年纪越大生小孩越容易啊？神没有这样，神也知道说年纪越大生小孩越不容易啊。神知道，你不要替神说，嘿，神可能忘记了。
Do you think that God will forget that the older a person gets, the harder it is for him to have a child?
有一个信徒啊。
There was a church member.
他生病了。
Who became sick?
三年之后。
After 3 years,
没有什么好啊。
He did not get better.
他头脑很聪明啊，他说：“哎，传道，我是不是以后祷告要用希伯来文祷告
？”He was very troubled, and he said to the preacher, "Should I start praying to God in Hebrew?"
那我要先学希伯来文啦。
If so, I should start learning Hebrew.
因为主耶稣是讲希伯来文，是不是我用台语讲他听不懂？
Maybe,
我用中文讲听不懂，英文讲听不懂，但耶稣肯定耶稣听不懂，开玩笑，但是不要开这种玩笑啊。
Maybe Jesus spoke Hebrew and I should also learn Hebrew, since he doesn't really understand my Mandarin or Taiwanese or English.
神知道的。
Of course, God knows.
神亚伯说：“不然，不是这样子。你以为你很好心哦？你以为说这样就不用麻烦了？”
God said no, even though Abraham seemed to be very generous and tried to save God some trouble.
神跟亚伯兰感情是不错的。
God had a very good friendship with Abraham.
二十节啊。
Verse 20.
神跟亚伯兰说了。
God said to Abraham.
至于以实玛利，我应允你了。哦，你跟我说要对他好一点，好了，没问题，我要对他好的，我必赐福给他。所以以实玛利有得到福气哦。
As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I have blessed him. So God heard Abraham's prayer and blessed him.
神也会使他昌盛。
And God promised to make him prosperous.
所以以后以实玛利也昌盛了。
And Ishmael did turn out to be prosperous.
也有神的祝福。
He received God's blessing.
但是都是世上的。
But these blessings were earthly.
到最后我们知道以实玛利是要赶出去的。
But in the end, we know that Ishmael was cast out.
所以圣经在神的眼里，亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子。
Therefore, in God's eyes, according to the Bible, Abraham had only one son.
所以这就是全能的神。
This is the Almighty God.
我们人常常不能依靠全能的神。
But oftentimes, we human beings are not able to trust in the Almighty God.
有时候我们感觉神好像少了些什么，要我来听他哈，做一下。
Sometimes we think that God is not doing something right, and we need to help him.
所以从这里我们可以知道。
So from this story, we can learn this.
我们拜神要专心专意。
We must be wholehearted in our worship of God.
要决定来信靠耶稣。
Once we made a decision to obey and follow Jesus.
要在真耶稣教会。
To be in the true Jesus Church.
就像亚伯兰一样，完全匍匐在地。
Then we should be like Abraham and fall on our face.
把以前的全部丢掉。
And cast aside everything from the past.
神就跟你立约。
Then the Lord will make a covenant with you.
福气也临到你。
And your blessings will come upon you.
我们的神是全能的神。
Our God is an Almighty God.
我们唱诗373首。
Let us sing Hymn 373.